So this is my very first audio boo. It's getting kind of late on the night of Wednesday the 9th. And it's kind of a bittersweet day. I'm listening to some of the exo-gazing music that Roald Maravillas directed me to over at Last FM. And it's good music for tonight. Today, my friend Mac Tony's book arrived. And Mac Tony's was a pretty special guy in my life and a lot of people's lives. He was a self-described skeptic, but he was a skeptic in a very, very special way that an audio boo just isn't going to cover. I would urge you to go look at his website, which is still up, posthumanblues.blogspot.com, and that links to pretty much everything else that Mac did in one way or the other. Or just go delve into his Twitter feed, which is still there, Mac Tonies, MacTonies. Anyway, we lost him in October, just as he was finishing up work on the manuscript for his latest book, The Crypto-Terrestrials, which poses a slightly different theory, slightly different explanation for a lot of the alien or UFO or fairy or whatever you want to describe them, encounters that people have been having for centuries. I haven't started reading yet. I'm not sure I'm ready. Mac was pretty important to me, and you only get one chance to read a book for the first time. And it's a short little book. And I want to be able to really savor it and take it in. And it'll be kind of my last communion with a very dear friend that I had always hoped I was finally, like so many people, really hoped that someday I was going to meet him and have an espresso and just have a chat in person like we've had in online in so many mediums over, I only knew him for about a year. I could have met him in person. He was in Laramie, I think, I want to say it was for the launch pad in 2008, right before I found him on Twitter. That irony kind of bothers me sometimes, but that's life. So meanwhile, this is my first audio boo. I don't have a microphone for my iPod Touch yet. The earbuds that came with it didn't have one, or didn't have one that worked, so I've ordered one, but it hasn't come yet. But I have this nice little blue, blue snowflake that I record the Kate of Mind podcast on. That's a whole nother thing. For those of you who are just finding me on audio boo, I write a Shakespearean sonnet every day on my blog, suppertimesonnets.blogspot.com, and sporadically I do an audio version of one or two of them at the Kate of Mind podcast, and I provide links to that on that page, on the Blogspot page, or I announce it on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, you're used to seeing me talking about it. But so this is my podcasting microphone, so it doesn't feel like a real audio boo yet, because I'm not using the iPod Touch to record it. But I have been playing with the iPod Touch quite a lot, and I kind of went nuts at the App Store. And again, this exo-gazing music is appropriate, because I just spent about 20 minutes outside with a nice cold night sky. It's still winter here, and it will still be winter here long after the equinox, because I live in Wyoming. But I was outside with the Skywalk app, which my friend Isoban suggested I get, and I used to be really good at finding my way around the night sky, but that was when I was a little kid, and I've crammed my head with a lot less interesting knowledge over the years, so I've kind of lost it. But it all came back to me there, sitting outside with my iPod Touch and looking up at the sky and just gawking at how beautiful Mars is. Which brings me back to Mac Tony's, because his first book that most people know of, not counting his short stories, was a book called After the Martian Apocalypse, which I highly recommend. It's a very interesting look at the face on Mars and all that.